K4OIM. K4 Oscar India Mike. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot. W4DF call. W4DF, Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot clear.
7J mobile. KO4HGX. How's everything going?
Good, how about you? Have I heard you on the radio lately?
A little bit here, and my truck was in the shop for about 5 days, getting a fuel pump and the keys re-keyed and stuff like that. So haven't been out mobile, and the radio inside the shack there, I don't turn it on as much as I should. But anyway, that's my excuse.
Hey, you've been having some issues with the truck, but I mean, if we're going to drive them, we're going to break sooner or later.
It's to be expected. It's just ended up having to go to the Ford dealer, which I hate to do. I hate to have to go back to the dealer. I'd rather take it to the mechanic. But this was one of the things where the Ford dealer had it put through the electronic keys.
The security system, they're kind of funky about giving out that information.
Dollars and cents, to tell you the truth. They don't want anybody else to be able to make money. $176 for a key, that's outrageous.
There's other companies out there that could do it. A lot of locksmiths have gotten into doing automotive key programming and stuff like that. The problem you run into is the liability issue on it. That's why a lot of places are backing away from it.
A locksmith and my mechanic has the ability to redo the keys. And neither one of those guys were actually able to do it and make it work. So back to the Ford dealer you go.
No telling. That system, from prior experience, is a pretty big pain in the tail to deal with, that PAT system on those Fords.
9mm alarm system, personally. So, I guess that's just me.
That's what I like about mine. It doesn't have that. So I completely understand, but I've worked on those, and I know they're a nightmare to deal with. Sometimes they just don't operate like they're designed to.
Our company, their dealers, they got all the right stuff to do it. And, you know, if it don't work, nice thing is I can take it back and say, fix it.
Work for the Ford dealer, that PAT system was a pain to deal with sometimes. It just... because you had to see this to do this, and you had to get that order just precisely right, and sometimes they just didn't like it.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Well, let's see, other than the truck, I managed to develop a kidney stone. I don't know how I did that. Never had a problem with it before, and fortunately it was very tiny, but still... apparently, it's like giving birth, which I've never experienced, but the kidney stone was being bent.
Heard a lot of bad about them, but I've never had one, so I would like to keep it that way.
That's all I can tell you.
I've been working on is upping my water intake and getting away from all the other drinks, sugary drinks, just anything other than water.
Getting to drink besides water, you know, Gatorade actually is pretty good for you. But, you know, you don't want to live on Gatorade. You've got to, you know, 99% water and maybe one or two flavors of Gatorade or something.
But, Bob, I'm going to have to clear out. I'm backing into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to hear you today, and you stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Going down in a little heavy here anyway, so have a good one. Be careful driving. 7-3, 57J mobile.